This is Skip Hall welcoming you to Heart of the Athlete, brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, featuring athletes, coaches, and sports personalities of the Treasure Valley. And now, here's your host, Pastor Tom Doherty.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Heart of the Athlete. I'm your host, Tom Doherty, and I am glad you're listening. I do want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring the show so we could be on the air. Happy Camper Downtown, Garden City, 658-8300 if you'd like to give them a call and check out their campers. It is coming to that time of season. And you got Jim's Well Drilling. You guys are building. And believe me, there's a lot of building going on. Get a hold of Jim. He'll drill you a well, 634-0011. Idaho Spas, Fairview and Curtis, formerly Cal Spas. Get a hold of them at 375-5762 to get the best spa in the city. Wingers, Fairview and Locust Grove, great food, great prices. You got to stop in there. If you want to call in order, it's 888-1030. And then, of course, Skip Hall and Associates. Skip, a great friend of this station and a friend of mine who is a former Boise State coach and just helps people with their businesses, gives them ideas, provides leadership conferences. He has one of the Boise State former quarterbacks that does leadership speaking for him. So give Skip a call at 871-8448. Finally, Mike Verdon Auto Center, former Boise State quarterback years ago, back in the late 80s and early 90s. Great car lot right across from Capital Christian Center. And the phone number is 376-0451. Well, folks, I know we're out of football season, but we're barely out of football season. We are still enjoying the presence of Boise State winning the Fiesta Bowl again. And today I am really honored to have in studio, and this was a last-minute thing. I just heard about it this morning. My dear friend Ken Lewis, who runs the FCA, has a friend, and he is, I believe, a defensive tackle for Boise State. And I've heard his name. I've watched him over and over. And his name is Robert Ash, and he has agreed to be in the studio with us today. Robert, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's awesome. And, of course, You were sitting down when I came in, and I said, man, Robert, I thought you were a lot bigger guy than that. He said, well, let me stand up. And then you stood up, and I realized you are pretty good. So what is your size, in fact?
I'm about 6'3", about 280.
6'3", 280.
On a good day, yeah, 280.
Well, you're a little taller than me, but not quite as heavy. But you're certainly more muscular than me and a lot better looking than me. But, you know, you know, the great thing, Robert, that I heard about you is this, is you are incredibly involved in Christian life and incredibly involved in, what's that called? I always get the letters wrong.
GCD.
GCD over at the campus at Boise State.
Yes, sir.
That thing is one of the jumpingest, goingest Christian things that I've seen in a long time around
this
place.
It's awesome. It's probably one of the coolest environments just to worship God, you know, on Thursday. You know, Mark Francie and his wife are doing a great thing down there, and it's just, I mean, it's cool seeing, you know, all these college kids and kids my age just loving God and being together. You know, it's unreal.
That is awesome, and my daughter goes to that some, and we were talking about her because she plays the drums and all this, and she's been so excited about that and taking girls to it, and it's really a neat program. And so, Robert, first off, where do you hail from?
So I'm from a city in, it's close to Sacramento, California, called Elk Grove, California.
I know Elk Grove. We have a church there.
What church is it?
Elk Grove Community Church.
So I'm from Elk Grove. It was a small town a while ago, but now it's a lot bigger. So,
I have memories from back there because we went up in the mountain just a little above you towards Nevada to a place called Diamond Arrow.
Okay.
And I went up to Diamond Arrow. I was a speaker at a camp up there. Mm-hmm. And I was going down a path about midnight, and a bear came running right my direction, right at me. And I turned, and you're not supposed to run. I turned and started running, immediately pulled my hamstring really, really bad. The bear went right on by me.
Oh.
But it just scared me to death, and I had a bruise the size of a volleyball. My daughter would tell you that I had a bruise the size of a volleyball on my back of my
from the tear.
And this is 4 years ago, and it still has not. It still bothers me. Yeah, it tore it. It was just an amazing thing. But I escaped the bear. That's the good news.
That's the important part, right?
Yeah, that was a beautiful camp. Well, Robert, first off, congratulations on a phenomenal season.
Thank you so much.
I mean, who in the world, I mean, except you guys, would have thought that Boise State coming off a five-loss season, 8-5, and Harsin coming in, which we know and I've known for years. In fact, I did the same interview, by the way, with Brian Harsin in his office years ago. We talked to him about that, and then that was fun. And then he came in, and everybody was saying, "Well, let's hope we can just kind of you know, have a winning season, you know, and then you guys come, you go to Mississippi, 7-6 going into the fourth quarter. I mean, you're with them, and there's some things that just went the wrong way that could have went different way. That whole game could have changed easily.
Three or four plays.
You know, and then the disaster of Air Force, the 7 turnovers, of course. But other than that, wow. I mean, you guys almost pulled a perfect season off.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, what did you think when you first got there this year? And, of course, the change and everything. Did you think, hey, what did you think it was going to be like?
I mean, whenever you have a coaching change and you have, you know, a coach, you know, you love so much when he just leaves, and it's always hard just to get used to the situation. And I feel like Coach Harston did a great job with just getting us to trust him and believe in him and believe in the coaching staff. And that's where I think we really, did good at, was with that part, just believing in Coach Harston, the coaching staff, and just believing that, you know, we're still, you know, Boise State, we're still, you know, the Broncos.
You sure were, and still are. But the energy level, I mean, to us as fans, I'm just speaking as fans, it just seems like the energy level of Boise State was sky high this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the atmosphere everywhere. And, of course, then when you win and you keep winning, after Air Force, you guys went on this little winning streak, and then waiting for, and we all watching Marshall and watch them lose. And all these great things happening, and the door open to Arizona, and of course then the naysayers saying, well, you know, they're not going to be, no, they don't have the people beat Arizona. Well, we beat Arizona handily. And, you know, by the way, I had been to the first two Fiesta Bowls, and I wasn't going to be able to go this year. The Friday right before the Fiesta Bowl, I had somebody in my church call and says, Pastor, we just won 50-yard line club pass tickets to the Fiesta Bowl. Can you go? I said, oh, let me think for a second. Oh, okay.
Let me check my schedule first.
And so we went, and wow, again, I mean, I think those are the three greatest. She's mad. My daughter is shaking her head. She's a producer in here on the show, and she's shaking her head because she wanted to go, and she couldn't. Sorry. You got to work. You got to make a living, honey. You got to take care of things. Yeah, sorry about that. But anyway, it's just a great game. I mean, just fantastic.
It was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, but what is cool about you guys, and I said this to Grant about a month ago on the show, is that you get people run out on the field, and I haven't seen it as much as I have the last several years, as everybody goes to the end zone and kneels down and appears to say a short prayer. And there's so many that do that.
That's awesome.
What is with that?
I mean, we have Mark Thornton comes in, and Mark Francie and Ken Wild come in day before the game, and we have, like, you know, a huddle type deal, and we just go through the Bible and kind of, you know, get our devotion with Christ, you know. And then before the game, some of us, we go out privately and just kind of pray for each other. And it's probably a good 50 guys in the circle just praying out loud, praying over each other, praying over the safety of the game, you know, praying over safe travels for our parents and stuff like that. And then, I mean, when you play the game, you have a huge platform, you know, and it's important just to glorify God, you know, everything you do. And so I think a lot of players kind of dialed in with that situation and just know, you know, hey, when I got thrown on the field, it's not for me, you know, it's for God. And so going out there, we're out there, and the first thing you do is, you know, say thank you, God, for this opportunity. Thank you for the fans, and just thank you for this letting me be here right now. You know, it's kind of what it's all about. And that's what it's about, you know, it's just letting God know he's awesome, and we thank him, you know.
That's awesome. You're just praising him, and that, man, that's what it's about. You've got it right. And, man, you got great leaders. You got Mark Thornton and those guys. I have not met the leader, the other guy, or anything. And of course, I don't really know. I know Mark pretty well, but the other ones I don't know as well. But what a great bunch over there at Capital Christian, too. You know, that's a great church. And, in fact, one of our big sponsors, Wingers, is right across the street from there. And or not quite right across. That's Verdon's right across the street. Verdon Auto Center right across the street. Wingers a little farther down. So they're all right there close together. But just great to see God being glorified. I'm honestly, it's grown to me rapidly in the last number of years of seeing how many Christian players and people willing to stand up.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody would want to be on the air on a Christian show. You know, I mean, you got a lot of opportunities on a lot of other shows, but to be on a Christian show, I mean, to me, it speaks volumes to all those athletes in Treasure Valley who listen and say, man, there's a guy, there's that Robert Ash, that tackle at Boise State is playing great, that stand up for Jesus. I mean, that's awesome. Well, when did you give your life to Christ?
It's a long story. So I remember I was in eighth grade, and my best friend, Brian Lane, he plays at UNR now, so he's a Wolfpack, so not friends.
Crazy.
So, I mean, love him to death still, but so we were at his house, and we were just, 'cause he's a big-time churchgoer too, and at his house, he had this movie called Passion of the Christ. And I was like, what is this movie about, bro? He's like, oh, let's watch this. You know, and I've always known about God and Christ and stuff. My dad was a youth pastor and kind of fell out with church when I was, you know, young and kind of just shied away from it. And I remember eighth grade, watched the movie with my cousin Brian and kind of started getting teary-eyed and like, man, this is crazy. Like, God did this for us. Like, should probably, you know, change my life, you know, here and there and try to do things better. And ever since then, just try living for Christ. And then, you know, always, you kind of always sometimes just fall short and fall short in high school, came out to college. Being an athlete isn't easy in a college situation. And, you know, you have your struggles, you have your temptations, and definitely felt in that freshman year. And I remember Chris Potter, number three.
Oh, yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Potter is great, great Christian man.
We had Chris, I believe, on the show, too.
Okay, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so Chris, I remember Chris was talking to me one day at practice and was like, hey, man, come out to GCD, you know. Just come on out. I think you'll like it. And went out, and ever since then, man, just been living for God, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that's awesome. And you know, the guy's testimony, again, is just kind of changing the culture. And I know Ken Lewis, head of the FCA here, he just has such an incredible respect for you and for some of these others. And he always tells me stories. And, of course, he always gets me these interviews and stuff, which is really awesome. I'm glad to have that connection because this is an interest. As you well know, and you said coming to Boise State, all of a sudden to be an athlete and the temptations and everything that goes your
way.
So
much more, yeah.
And not only that, you are a very popular person. Suddenly, Boise State athletes are celebrities, virtually. In Boise, they're celebrities.
Yes,
in a way. In fact, if I have a thing at the church and I have a Boise State person that's coming that I say will be here to share, I have a packed house. I mean, it doesn't matter. If I had a one time, we had usually about 20 or 30 men to come to this little dinner thing. And I said, well, I'm having Vinny Peretta. Vinny is a friend of mine. And I'm having Vinny come, and he's going to share this night. If you guys want to come, I'm there's room for about 65, 70 in this Chinese restaurant back room. And love to have you. Man, we put him in like sardines. We had 106 men show up, you know, and it's because Vinny Peretta, Boise State.
Yeah.
You know, and so you have a platform that
Definitely.
Is a natural platform
yeah.
that not everyone has. And to be able to say, you know, and the other side of the coin is, well, like my daughter has said sometimes, she says, well, Dad, because I'm pastor's daughter, everybody, you know, expects me to be, you know. I said, honey, you are who you are
yeah.
in Christ. You love Jesus. That's what matters. But I said, you know, you don't have to worry about living on my shirt tail. I mean, I certainly want you to walk with God, but, you know, we all have choices every
Definitely.
Day.
Yeah.
I mean, you have choices what you do tonight. It's Friday night. You have choice what you're going to do tonight. You have to work out tomorrow, Saturday. You work out on Saturdays?
We do, yeah. We can, but we do.
You on choice.
Most of us do, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's wild. Well, spring ball's coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. It's gonna be a good spring ball, a good spring season for us. You know, a lot of just developing more younger guys and just getting the team ready to go for next season. Never stops.
Well, you hardly had any break.
It never stops. It's awesome.
I mean, it's just it's just life. You just live and breathe football, but
bleed
you live
blue.
And breathe Jesus first
as well. Yeah,
and that's and what the Word of God says: seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and everything else will be added as well. I mean. Man, God's given you that, seeking Him first, but He's added to you the joy of playing for a major college football team mm-hmm. who will be rated in the top 25 to start next year. I mean, which is, to me, amazing. And I know people say you're jumping the gun. No, I'm not. I know for a fact that will be the case. A good chance it might be in the top 20. I mean, it's tremendous. And expectations, of course. And now, what do you think about this? Open with the Huskies.
That's, yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
now you love Coach Pete because we all do, and
definitely,
yeah, great man. I mean, he's just awesome. I got to meet him a couple times doing chapels for you guys, and I don't know if I was at a couple of chapels over the years. I don't know, I didn't meet many guys, but I saw some of you. But Coach Pete was just a fabulous guy. Now we have to play him, which I root for Coach Pete, you know, but
yeah, definitely for Pac-12,
I can't root for him next year.
Of course, you can't.
You know, and it's going to be kind of weird, isn't it?
It's going to be a weird feeling. I mean, just 3 years with Coach Pete, you know, just had him, you know, as a, you know, your father figure, you know, a big time mentor. And, you know, he ended up leaving and happy for him. And he's going to come back to where his old home is. And it's going to be rooting against him.
It's
going to
be a
packed.
Huge game.
It's going to be packed
it
out.
It's already, they're saying, Yeah, they're saying there won't be any seats left.
Period. Really, that's gonna be awesome.
And that's gonna be loud. In fact, I'm supposed to normally be gone on that weekend. We have a church retreat. But I am certainly not going until that game. I have to pull the plug somewhere. You know, I got to enjoy life a little bit too. But man, I just can't wait. And looking at the schedule next year is very interesting. And boy, you know, and everybody always gets up to play the big teams. So people want to play us. They're, you know, just like we want to play big teams.
Exactly.
You know, and so it's certainly going to be interesting. And you got next year, you got some more linemen coming back. The Ranger, we're talking about Tyler Horn. And I think there's two others.
JT.
Yep.
And Deuce Montelli.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You guys, so you got some, and you guys, as fast and hard as you play, you got to have a rotation. You guys, with that rotation of yours, I mean, you guys looked awesome.
It's gonna be a great year for the D-line itself. I mean, having those three guys, you know, come back this year, and big leaders too. I mean, Tyler Horn's an awesome guy. I mean, he's a team leader, you know, just kind of like grinds it out every single day. And having JT come back, and then having, you know, Deuce, who's just a freak athlete, you know. I mean, this guy, he's a great guy too. I mean, it's going to be a great year for the D-line itself, just having, you know, all the seniors come back. I mean, I think we have like seven seniors.
That's amazing.
Coming back for just the D-line itself, for the D-line. And I mean, we should be dominant. That's your goal, is to dominate every single game.
You're pretty dominant last year, but this is going to be even better, it looks like. I mean, it appears.
Constant improvement every single day. We have to improve every day. It's part of the game.
How neat is that? It's just kind of in our Christian walk, too, is, you know what? We try to learn and grow and mature and be everything God wants us to be day in and day out. And we have our trials, as James says. Hey, we're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulations. We're going to go through things. But those things are to mature us spiritually.
Amen.
And so we go through those things. And it's awesome that we can go through this and we can count on God to help us through that. And, of course, you guys are in it. And I'm not going to – and folks out there listening, if you think I'm going to get anything controversial or anything, no, I'm not. I never do that with these guys. I don't want to put them on the spot. And this isn't controversial, but you did lose your quarterback, who's been on my air, Grant, a great Christian
Grant,
kid.
Grant, love him, yeah.
Great Christian, and we're wishing him the best as he tries out at these other places, and pray that God's will would be done in his life. But now you got to replace him.
Mm-hmm.
And you got an assortment of people, and Grant told me on the show, he told me this. He said, Ryan Finley is the real deal. He told me that. And then you got Rippon that have just come in.
Alex Ogle.
And Alex Ogle and Tommy Stewart.
Tommy Stewart, Anthony Upshaw,
Yes, you've got some great
players.
We do
have some great quarterbacks.
So it's going to be fun to watch that battle.
Definitely.
Because you got to have a leader. You got to have an offensive leader. You know, and so it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. And I can tell you this, though, just from talking to Grant and talking to others, is it looks pretty prosperous whatever way we go.
I agree.
And we're going to have great backups no matter what. So that's great news. You know, I'm a little concerned. Ajayi, of course, is going pro. We hope that that works out well for him. Another great guy again.
Awesome, yeah.
Wow, he was just awesome. And then, of course, these guys that backed him up were, I thought, were tremendous. And they got the kid that I watched on tape a whole bunch of times, the new guy coming in from California. He's a freshman, a true freshman coming in.
Okay.
And so, I watched him on tape. He looks really, really good. And it's going to be interesting to see if he can contribute.
Yeah, I mean,
and then you had some redshirt guys last year that'd be eligible. So,
our coaching staff is really good at just developing – you know, the next player to carry the flag over. So, I mean, whoever comes in next is going to be just as good or even hopefully better than the last.
So what, tell me this, who this last year, not counting Mississippi out of our conference, in our conference, who was the toughest offensive line to play against?
That's a hard question. I mean, all of them are really good in their own ways. Man, the toughest offensive line.
Well, let me ask you this.
That's a hard question.
It is a hard question. How do you prepare against Air Force's style? You know,
Air Force is definitely difficult to prepare for because it is a lot of cut blocks. They're a really aggressive O-line, though, too, which is always, you know, hard to practice the tempo, that speed, you know, the cut blocking, the aggressiveness of how they play. And so, you know, we have a scout team, O-line, and they try their best just to prepare us for that. And, you know, going into the game, you know, hey, they're going to be a really good O-line. We have to prepare, you know, mentally at least as well, you know, mentally prepare for a four-quarter fight. And
they're smaller normally. Air Force is smaller, but just mm-hmm. they're strong as oxes and finesse, and they're brilliant.
Mm-hmm. And they, I mean, most smaller schools, I mean, not even a small school. I mean, they're a really good team, to be honest. And they know their strengths and they play to it. And I mean, they're aggressive people. They are aggressive, violent O linemen, and that's what makes them really good.
They are, of course, they're a sweetheart for everybody because they're service people.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to the Boise State Air Force basketball game mm-hmm. here the other night, and it was great. But we always honor and we always Definitely. Cheer for them because yeah. of who they are as people in yeah. this world, standing up for our nation, mm-hmm. which I think is awesome. But yet, on the other side of it, there's always people there, you know, well, you know, we don't feel too bad, so we're maybe not as raucous towards our team during when we play them, you know. But boy, did we ever put it on them. Oh, my lands. That James Webb III, it was what he did that game.
He's cool, yeah.
He looked like he had a whole different level that game. He was everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And man, he runs and he jumps, he shoots.
Does it all.
You know, he does it all. And the rest of the guys, I mean, Coach Rice is awesome. I'd like to get him on the air sometime
Definitely.
Too.
He's
awesome what he's doing with those guys. Boise State sports is awesome, you know. And I've been a fan for years. I've been a season ticket holder for 27 years.
Kind of biased.
Plus, I'm biased. I've been a coach for years over the years.
Yeah.
And my church has a lot of coaches. In fact, in your athletic office, Chrissy Van Tol, she goes to our church, and mm-hmm. her husband coaches the Hawks, or did. Now he's going to go to the Eugene Emeralds and baseball, you know, and great, great people. And so we're really kind of like Capital Christian, really a sportsy church.
Okay.
Everybody loves sport. I mean, they would probably shut it down for Boise State. You know, say, let's go have Bible study at the game, you know. That's kind of the way they go there. Hey, I'm going to thank our sponsors before we close here today, and then I'll come back to you, Robert. Happy Camper again, RV Downtown Garden City. 658-8300. Jim's Well Drilling, 208-634-0011. Idaho Spas, Fairview and Curtis, 375-5762. Wingers, Fairview and Locust Grove, 888-1030. Skip Hall & Associates, 871-8448. And Mike Verdon Auto Center at 376-0451. You know what? Support our sponsors, because that's why this show is on the air. And these guys are just awesome. And I know every one of them. And they're dear people. And so we hope you'll We'll support them. Well, hey, in closing, we got the last couple minutes here, Robert. I want you to tell people when and where this GCD.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah.
GCD.
Yeah. You always tell me that, but I forget. I'm talking to my daughter in the window again, but I always forget the name of that thing. But so when does that meet?
Okay.
And tell us a little bit about that.
So GCD is college students on Thursday nights, 6:30. It's the first service, and then an 8 o'clock service. It's right across the street from the Student Union Building. You come on down. We'll love you guys up. There's also a high school and junior high service at the church itself, which is GCB. I think it's at 7:30. I want to say 7:30 at the church. Yeah, same. Mark Francis is awesome. Mark's awesome. Everyone there is just unbelievably nice.
They say Mark is phenomenal. And I need to get an interview with him.
You do.
I need to get an interview with him. So somebody needs to set that up, one of you guys. Okay, I'm looking at my daughter and looking at Robert. I'll give Mark a call. And I'd love to have both him and Mark in together. That'd be just awesome. But, well, hey, the best of luck to you, Robert, this year, man.
Thank you.
You know, that's just tremendous, and I pray you stay. You have a bad knee or something.
Yeah, I had surgery recently.
Wow.
I'm coming back from that.
Well, hey, let's have a word of prayer for you before we close.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you so much for Robert. God, it's great to get to know him. Thank you for his love for you. And God, you bless him. You bless him in a powerful way. And Lord, I pray you touch his knee, and Lord, that he'd be back to full health, and he'd have a great year. Thankful for men that stand up for the things of God. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Robert, again, what a joy. And, man, it's a pleasure. And I can't wait to watch you this next year. By the way, tell everybody what your number is so they can watch you.
58.
Number 58. Yeah, you've seen him out in the field a lot because he's very involved when he's out there. So keep an eye on him and pray for him, would you? Pray for him that he would continue to be a living witness for you. Again, Robert, thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Folks, go out and have a great day and serve the Lord with all you have.